Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Puma Podcast.
This is a rerun of an episode that was released in March of this year, when GP driver groups pushed back against PUV modernization. They got a temporary reprieve after a strike in November, when Malacanang vowed to review the program, effectively ending the transport strikes at the time. But this month, President Marcos announced that the deadline for consolidation is here to stay, and anyone who breaches it is at risk of losing their franchise. I'm Franco Luna, Puma Podcast, and you're listening to Teka Teka News. In this episode...
Pinipilit pa rin kami na mag-consolidate ang aming mga operator. Paano po kami mag-consolidate na kami ang kanilang tinitingnan na naramin sila sa amin na kami hindi man lang umasinso, kundi para kami ipinapasok sa isang kumuloy. Huwag kami chilitin na pumasok sa isang consolidation dahil hindi naman yan makatarungan at naayon sa kagustuhan ng ating gobyerno. Hindi naman tayo tutol sa modernization. Tutol tayo sa hindi pata si transition at consolidation.
What's the big fuss over jeepney drivers consolidating by joining cooperatives? Let's break it down.
One of the components ng Public Utility Vehicle Modernization Program is the consolidation of individual franchise to cooperative or to group franchise. And sa group franchise naman po, it's either corporation or cooperative.
One of the first requirements of the government's PUV Modernization Program is for jeepney drivers to consolidate into cooperatives before they can get loans to buy the modernized jeeps. And only then will they be given a franchise by the LTFRB.
Bakit kailangan pong bawiin yung prangkisa? Ano po ba ang purpose noong consolidation talaga at pagtatayo po ng transport corporation at transport cooperative? Hindi po ba ito, Madam Chair, kailangan lang naming umutang at mabaon sa utang?
That's Mar Valbuena. He's chairman of the Transport Coalition Manibela, which took part in a mass transport strike this week. The idea behind it is sound. One co-op, one franchise, and one route. At the moment kasi, it's one franchise per jeep. That means moving forward, there won't be too much competition and traffic on popular routes. And even the smaller routes will get serviced. Also, drivers will now be employed, not just earning commission. Listen to Edmund Cadavona. Chairman siya ng Pandakan Transport Service and Multipurpose Cooperative. He was interviewed on the One News show sa Totoo Lang.
2019, nagsimula kami na nag-acquire ng modernized vehicle. December 14, 2019, nagkaroon kami ng first batch of 30 units of modern vehicle, Pino, acquire namin. And mas ang kagandahan nito, sir, ay nabigyan namin yung mga drivers namin ng comfortable hanap buhay. Sila ay empleyado na ng aming kooperatiba. Sila ay salary basis na with complete benefits. Meron silang PhilHealth, SSS, Pag-ibig, 13-month pay, at meron din silang tinatanggap na bonuses pagdating na December. At the same time, bilang sila ay membro sa ating kooperatiba, sila ay nakatatanggap din ng dividendo o kaya interest on capital share after the end of the fiscal year.
Edmund says he and his fellow drivers appreciate fixed shifts, overtime pay, monthly pensions, and of course, higher earnings from driving the larger modernized jeepney buses.
Ang mga naman ng operators namin na nag-consolidate na, sila ay tumatanggap na lang ng pinaka-insentibo kapalit ng kanilang boundary nung sila ay traditional jeep pa. sila'y tumatanggap ng every 15th and 30th of the month. Ang kaganda naman dyan, ano, pagka naka-consolidate na sa mga operators dati na nag-consolidate na sa aming kooperatiba, wala na silang problema po sa mga maintenance, hindi na nakaka-problema sa mga driver, may ilabas man yung unit namin o hindi. Kaya yung mga operators namin ay parang pensyonado na rin. Dahil every 15th and 30th of the month, pumupunta na lang dito sa opisina namin to collect.
But this is where it gets tricky. Joining a cooperative also means a driver earning around 750 pesos a day will have to cough up a 300,000 peso cooperative fee on top of 20,000 pesos as proof of financial capability for every jeepney unit he drives. There's also no option to create your own one-member, one-jeep co-op since you'll need 15 modernized jeepneys at minimum. And that's why the drivers are angry. Most of them are their own operators who have just one jeepney to their name. Once they get past the initial cost, drivers also have to reckon with new responsibilities that come with joining a cooperative. Here's Celino Jeronimo. He's a cooperative development specialist at the DOTR. He was explaining the requirements at a recent Senate hearing.
Doon po sa bylaws ng mga transport cooperatives, meron po silang internal mediation and conciliation proceedings. Dapat meron silang mediation and conciliation committee. And then kung hindi po nila ma-resolve within the cooperative, pwede po nilang ihain sa OTC for further mediation and conciliation.
Isipin mo, chuper ka ng jeepney, tapos biglang kailangan mo din ng kakayahan mag-billing, collections, at gumawa ng financial statements. Not to mention crisis management and conflict resolution during accidents and intra-co-op disputes.
Actually, sa application for consolidation, nire-require po yung affidavit of conformity na yung individual franchise holder is nagko-conform siya or may conformity siya na ipa-consolidate yung kanyang individual franchise sa cooperative or corporation.
See, under the PUV Modernization Program, cooperatives have to follow their city's Local Public Transport Route Plan or LPTRP. Each franchise gets a monopoly over a particular route. Any vehicles not part of that co-op flying that route can be reported and caught. Naiimagine yun na ba how many fights and disagreements this can cause? Eh, paano kung nag-shortcut lang yung isang jeep sa ruta na hindi kanila, tapos hinuli na agad? Listen to what Ferdinand Lupangosi, chairman of the 997 Sandigan Transport Cooperative, had to tell senators.
Dati nga po ang panawagan, ang sabi po ng LTFRB talaga, one route, one co-op policy. Pero dahil nga po sa maraming matitigas ang ulo, marami pong pasaway, halos sa bawat ruta po, nagkaroon na po ng isa, dalawa, tatlo, limang cooperative just to accommodate lang po yung mga nag-a-apply kasi nga may kanya-kanya silang saloobin.
Another problem is that not all local governments have completed their LPTRPs. Here's Marvel Buen of Manibela again.
May mga experiences din po kami. May mga korporasyon po o kooperatiba na kapag nag-surrender po ng prangkisa at sasakyan, yung kanilang mga miyembro, wala pong ibinibigay na agreement between transport cooperative and doon sa individual unit owners. Nagbigay po sila ng down payment. Despite na may subsidy, kinagat nila ito sa kadahilan ng hindi nila naiintindihan yung programa. So, may kaso po na ganyan, nandito po siya nakaharap. Kinukulit siya ng kanyang miyembro na para ma-secure niya yung kanyang unit, nakasama siya doon sa transport cooperative o corporation nang hihingi siya ngayon ng agreement na pirmado po noong chairman po ng korporasyon. Marami po sila, hindi lamang po iisa. Ano po ang nangyari? Napag-initan, tinanggal, binawi yung sasakyan, na isurrender na yung prangkisa, na isurrender na po yung sasakyan, wala pong trabaho ngayon yung aming kasama. So ngayon, saan po sila pupulutin?
We're pausing for a quick break now. When we return, yes, cooperatives have worked in the Philippines before. The story coming up.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door.
Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So it doesn't mean that cooperatives are always worse than corporations. Many times they're actually better. And many times they're fairer. But that presupposes kasi na yung nag-cooperative, they did it willingly and they did it because they trusted one another and they built this organization in good faith.
That's Dr. Roberto Galang. He's Dean of the Ateneo School of Management. I spoke to him because I wanted to understand the track record of cooperatives here in the Philippines.
So what we did before, kasi a few years ago, we did a study on electric cooperatives and compared them against the performance of private corporations. And what we found out is that, in general, the private corporations, like Meralco, Veco, they actually run better than the cooperatives. So efficiency-wise, panalo na siya. But the second thing that we wanted to see is that there are actually cooperatives that actually do better than the privately owned companies. No, we're talking about Cebu, we're talking about Bataan. And even their price is lower. Their losses are lower. Kasi the thing about cooperatives is that they are more sensitive to the social community around them. So kung very cohesive at coherent yung social community mo, tendency is that maayos yung patakbo ng cooperative.
So co-ops are essentially businesses owned by a collective of member owners. They are their own shareholders. Ibig sabihin sa transport co-op, wala nang boundary kasi empleyado ka na. May sariling org structure na rin yan, complete with bylaws and an elected board to oversee the cooperative strategy. But Roberto says,
may sakit kasi ang cooperative. So number one, it's owned by its members. So generally, pag cooperative ka kasi, wala ka namang time to be part of management. Diba? Let's say you're 1,000 jeepney drivers. It's your responsibility across the thousands of owners to make sure that you manage yourself properly. But of course, 900 out of those 1,000 jeepney drivers don't have the time or the patience to sit in these meetings. So in general, you'll be stuck with your top 10, 20 jeepney drivers that are good at math, are good at management, or, which is the case in many cooperatives, sila lang yung maboka.
Now, Transport Group Piston says each new Jeep at current interest rates could cost as much as 3.4 million over 7 years. So mabigat yung monthly amortization ng co-ops and it might take a while before they become profitable. That doesn't mean there aren't any success stories though. Roberto says one good example is the Boracay Transport Cooperative. They used to just run bangka routes from Katiklan to Boracay. But today, they also run some vans and transport services for tourists.
So, kumbaga, umunlad talaga siya. I'm assuming the reason why that also works is that Boracay is an island. Diba? So, magkakakilala lahat ng tao dito. It's easy to police who's doing well. The tourist industry on Boracay was lucrative to the point that they actually could consolidate savings and could actually come up with, you know, new business models.
So aside from management know-how, the success of a cooperative hinges on culture and collective buy-in. But think about the current boundary system, which has been in place for decades, and where drivers' earnings depend on how many passengers they bring in. What that means is they're used to competing with one another for profits. On the road, it's every man for himself.
It's not something that we would suggest that the government does. Parang, it's better to let the entities decide how they will manage themselves, whether they could be all bought out by a single firm. Kasi nga, especially with modernization, you need scale. And so a cooperative is one way of achieving the scale, diba? Kasi nga, the reason why we also have a very dysfunctional transport system is that it's very many owners, right? So you have people who own one taxi, three taxis. You have people who own one UV Express or three UV Express. So ang hirap naman noon. Kasi, you know, when you have repairs, when you have insurance, when you have claims, when you have policies that need to be changed, parang ang dami masyadong kausap. And the transport, you need a lot more coordination. Especially when you're buying equipment like buses or jeeps.
It's worth mentioning at this point too how politically fragmented the PUV sector is. Leaders of opposing groups even exchanged words at the Senate hearing earlier. The government says it hears these concerns. Here's what President Marcos had to say after the groups called for an early end to their strike.
Sa palagay ko, ay naramdaman nila, they have made their point, and they have. They have made their point very clearly na kailangan natin tignan at pag-aralan ng mabuti. Na balikan natin itong sistema na sa pagpalit ng sa jeepney. Ang problema na kanilang sinasabi ay baka hindi sila mapautang para makapagbili ng bagong sasakyan. Kaya yan ang tinitignan namin ngayon, na tiyakin na walang mawawalan ng trabaho dahil hindi nakapagbili ng electric vehicle pagdating ng panahon.
I should point out that the Jeepney Phase-Out Program was conceptualized all the way back in 2017. It was supposed to have started back in 2020 in the middle of the pandemic. The deadline has been moved multiple times because every time it rolls around, transport groups protest and stage a strike. And then, of course, there was COVID. Now, the new deadline is December 31 of this year. The Marcos administration, as you heard, has vowed to continue the dialogues with unions. But will we ever get there? Will both sides ever find a happy compromise? And when will commuters get to ride modern, safe, and environmentally friendly jeepneys? I leave you once more with Dr. Roberto Galang, Dean of the Ateneo School of Management.
Tama naman yung move ng government to try to scale people. But to tell them that you do it by forming a cooperative, I think that's wrong. Kasi some entities are good at forming cooperatives. But there are many other ways to form. If you force everyone to form cooperatives, you're gonna create a number of very successful cooperatives, and you're probably also gonna create a number, probably even higher number, of dysfunctional ones.
And that was today's episode of Teka Teka News. Again, I'm Franco Luna. This episode was edited by Pidoy Blanco. If you like this episode, share it with a friend or two. And of course, don't forget to follow Teka Teka News and Puma Podcast on your favorite podcast app or on YouTube. Thanks for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.